nothing but one big low. Then presto, you do a skull and find that you're reeling. She sighs and you're feeling just like a toy on a string. And your heart goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding. Now how could that funny face that used to be commonplace project you right into space without any warning? Don't know if it's morning, nighttime, summer or spring. What's the difference? Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Then she takes your hand, this captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book looking for the nearest preacher. Life is swell. You're off to that small hotel, and somewhere up a village bell will ring in the steeple, announcing to people that love's the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, 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 ring-a-ding-ding.
That is Arnie Fogel in a live setting, 2006 at the Times Bar and Cafe in Minneapolis, accompanied by pianist Rick Carlson, Steve Pakal on bass, and Jandine Forberg on drums, and joined by the Wolverines Trio, I guess. Ring-a-ding-ding, the name of the song, Arnie Fogel, from his new Arnthology, an anthology of recordings from 1971 to 2025. That's 55 years of recordings. Arnie Fogel, longtime host of the Bing Shift on Jazz 88, has a CD release party for this very album coming up this weekend at Crooners. We'll have details in a few minutes. First of all, Arnie, welcome.
Hello.
Where did all of this start for you? When did
Well, first of all, I have to say those three people you named, they are the Wolverines Trio.
Right.
So they're sprinkled throughout, and they're wonderful, all, one and all. Thanks.
Where did all of this start for you? When did you fall in love with music and decide to pursue a vocal career?
Well, when I was a little kid, which is, you know, like the Civil War or something, I wanted to be a cartoonist. That was my main goal. And by the time I was about 13 or 14, I kind of kicked that in the head. And from then on, from about age 13 or adolescence, you might say, I became interested in music and I wanted to be a musician. And that's really all I've ever wanted to be, is a singer. Different aspects of that, whether it's performing in front of people or performing in the recording studio. I used to fantasize about recording studios. I have to say that this was back in an age when recording studios were not ubiquitous like they are today, where there's a recording studio in everybody's basement. And so to a recording studio was like a movie studio, like MGM or something like that. It was something very esoteric and very, very unknown and mysterious. And the first time I walked into one, I was about 17 or 18, I was fascinated and I wanted to be there. And that's all I've ever wanted to do in life, was record and make music.
So when you perform music, you're not just knowledgeable about the lyrics, you're knowledgeable about the history and the context of the music. How did that passion start?
Well, I've always been that kind of kid. I first noticed it, I think, the Three Stooges, when I was a little boy and they first became popular on television. I always cling to this memory. There was a magazine called TV Junior, TV Guide for Kids, and it explained how they were brothers and they first worked this way and that way. And I remember I just glommed onto that information and I wanted to know all about what I was entertained by. It wasn't enough for me to sit back and just watch these performers or these singers or whatnot. I wanted to know what was behind the scenes and what was going on. I was interested in cartoons when I was a little kid, but I was about in third grade or fourth grade, and I knew that I knew who directed the cartoon and who did the voices and under what circumstances they were made before I really knew what that meant. That's the way I've always been. My books, my library at home, which is my treasure, helps me to learn more about what I'm fascinated by, what I'm interested in. And it tends to be those things.
So you bring that fascination and that curiosity to the Bing Shift, which you can hear every Sunday night at 7 on Jazz 88. Tell me a little bit about this Dorothy Parker Ralph Ranger song, I Wished on the Moon.
It's from a Crosby movie. We took a number of songs that we had done in a show called The Bing Shift. Rick and I went into the studio and recorded a slew of them in one night. And this is one of them. They are quite if I can say so myself, they came out very beautifully. I was very happy with them. But I've never played them for anybody because they were very specific, you know, to that purpose. But this was that purpose in the long run, I realized with a backward glance. And this was written for that movie, a movie called The Big Broadcast of 1936. And Bing was a guest star in that film and sang the song. He didn't like it himself. He didn't want to record it, but he did. And there's an argument, a recorded argument that somebody snuck into the studio and recorded of him telling the producer he didn't want to do it. But he did it, and the song became a standard, and it's a beautiful song. And we couldn't let this go without recording, taking a stab at it.
And that movie was also the genesis of Thanks for the Memory with Bob Hope.
Actually, there were several editions. The one
was
2 years
38?
Later. The big broadcast of 1938 had Bob Hope and Thanks for the Memory, which is actually a poignant and very lovely song, but it became his theme song. You know, it signaled the entrance of Bob Hope, you know, for 60 years or 50 years or something.
And now we have more than 50 years of Arnie Fogel to celebrate. Again, Arnie Fogel is going to be at Crooner's this weekend. He's got a new anthology, the Arnthology, featuring recordings from 1971 to 2025. The very pianist who accompanies him on this next track is going to be present this weekend, Rick
yes.
Carlson. So here they are with I Wished on the Moon on Listener Driven, Jazz 88.
I wished on the moon for something I never knew. I wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, or an April day that wouldn't dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. I wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, and it all came true. Wished on the moon for you. I wished on the moon for something I never knew. I wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, or an April day that wouldn't dance away. I begged of a star to throw me a beam or two. Wished on a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon. I begged of a star. I wished on the moon for you.
I'm Peter Solomon. It's the morning show on Minnesota's Jazz Station 88.5. We'll listen next to a wonderful old song by Ned Washington and Vic Young that's really associated with Jack Teagarden. And this is another performance by Arnie Fogel off his new anthology called Arnie Fogel Arnthology. Recordings made between 1971 and 2025. Arnie is here with me in the studio. He'll have more to say about this, and we'll talk about Bing Crosby and listen to some of his music in a few minutes as well. Here's 100 years from today on Jazz 88.
Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reasons are logically sound.
Who's gonna know if you pass them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's only one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer, say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
Arnie Fogel, pianist Rick Carlson accompanying him. A tune that Arnie tells me was not actually intended to be made public, but he decided to include it on this new Arnie Fogel anthology. And I knew this song 100 years from today because I'm a trombonist and I love Jack Teagarden.
Oh, yeah,
but
me too.
Arnie, you tell me that your inspiration for recording it actually comes from a different artist.
Yes, Ethel Waters was one of the real geniuses of the 20th century. I'm sure Jack Teagarden, who I love too, got his great singer, Jack Teagarden, in addition to his trombone playing. He probably heard Ethel, probably worked with her many times, and I'm guessing, educated guess, that he got the track, the notion to do the song because of Ethel Waters. And she's so good. And that's one of seven songs on this album that are with Rick. We call them entracte. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Entracte. It's a French word, and it means in one, essentially. And the visualization, so to speak, is that all these songs, particularly the older ones, are productions that involve a lot of musicians and jazz, you know, performances and whatnot. But the ones with just Rick and I, of which you've just heard a couple, they tend to be in front of the curtain, so to speak, while they're changing and getting ready for the other acts. You just hear the guy, the one guy, and the one piano. So those are, and they're marked on the disc, and intracte, intrac, and ultra, whatever that, I'd love to pronounce it properly.
Well, I'm not a French speaker, so I'm not even going to attempt it.
It reads well.
I want to remind you, I'm Peter Solomon. It's The Morning Show. My guest today, Arnie Fogel. You hear him Sunday nights hosting The Bing Shift, which I understand you've done for 30 years. And so
we're entering our 30th year.
Okay.
That's a fancy way of putting it.
That's quite an impressive feat. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to pick out some Bing Crosby to feature this morning. And the tune you've picked out is called Moonburn. What can you tell me about this recording?
Well, Hoagy Carmichael wrote it. They bought the rights at Paramount Pictures, of which Bing was a major star by 1936, to a Broadway production called Anything Goes, which had a Cole Porter score. But Paramount Pictures discovered they could make more money off of the songs if they include a few new songs written by other writers. And Bing sang them beautifully, of course. And this one is a nice little jazz track that Bing is obviously loving the work of Joe Sullivan here, a great piano player, a marvelous piano player. And between Hoagie and Joe Sullivan, Bing is in his element here in 1936.
So listen to the Bing Shift to learn more about that whole legacy. Sunday nights at 7, and Arnie Fogel's got this new album coming out. He's got a CD release party happening at Crooner's. Rick Carlson and some other folks we'll talk about in a few minutes are going to be there. Here is Moonburn, Bing Crosby, selected by Arnie Fogel for us here on Listener Driven Jazz 88.
Now if you think that I am looking somewhat tanner, don't go blaming it on the sun. It's just the moonlight and the sweetness in your manner that's making me the healthy one. When the moon hangs low, I begin to glow, and my day has just begun. I'm gonna get a moonburn when I'm with you tonight. So very soon I'll moonburn when you hold me tight. I'll ask the glowing stars up above me, tell me what your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, now it's gonna warm my heart. I'll get a brand new moonbird with every kiss from you. And if I have my way, get my say, you'll get a moonbird too. I'm moonburning, Joe. Lightly. Dreaming. Hello, hello, is it Joe? Truck it on down, it's mellow. Me some moonburn when I get you alone with me tonight. So very soon I'll moonburn when you hold me tight. I'll ask the glowing stars up above me, tell me what your lips will impart. And when they flash the word that you love me, ooh, it'll warm my heart. I'm gonna get me a brand new kind of a moonburn with every kiss I get from you. And if I get my way, get my say, you'll get a moonburn too. Keep undercover, you'll get a moonburn too.
This is a living art form, but it's got a rich history. And so Arnie Fogel, through his whole career, has been very curious and brought to life a lot of context about the music. And so he's hosted a show called The Bing Shift on Jazz 88. It's been running for quite a long time. It's going to be in its 30th year. You can listen to The Bing Shift Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock. There's no one better to share your enthusiasm about this music with than Arnie Fogel. He's got this He's got this new anthology coming out. There's a CD release party happening at Crooner's on Saturday. Pianist Rick Carlson, whom we've heard a great deal of this hour, is going to be performing. Who else is going to be joining you?
Well, we have Lee Blaske also on piano on a couple of songs, which he orchestrated on the disc. Graydon Peterson on bass. And joining me on vocals are some really majestic people whom I'm very fond of. Maud Hickson singing. She's not on the disc, but she and I made an entire album together, and I know that, so I couldn't imagine doing a show without her. And Jennifer Grimm, who is one of the geniuses of pop vocal. Every kind of singing she can do expertly, and I'm very honored that she's harmonized with me on one of the tunes on the disc, and she's going to be with me as well. Who have I forgotten?
The New Standards?
The New Standards are very generously allowed me to use a performance that I did live with them in 2012, and it was one of my best vocals because I was so inspired by them, and so here they are. And I'm so grateful that they let me use that track.
Are they going to be on the program Saturday? Or
no, they're not with me on Saturday. They're getting ready for a big show at Crooner's on Sunday, but they're not with me on Saturday. But I've done their Christmas show in the past, and it's always a great honor.
So we'll listen to that track, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, from the New Standards and their holiday show band, Arnie Fogel featured. And you can learn more about both Arnie Fogel's CD release party or the New Standards show or the many other performers at Crooners MN.org. Just click on their calendar. Here's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, a Irving Berlin standard on Listener Driven, Jazz 88.
Well, here he is.
By Irving Berlin. Snow is snowing and the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. Well, I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. Oh, what do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my gloves. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire and the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. Oh, what do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Standards, performing an old standard by Irving Berlin, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. This was with their holiday show band showcasing Arnie Fogel on vocals, and it's one of 21 different tracks in many different musical styles included on the Arnie Fogel Anthology. He is playing a gig at Crooner's this weekend at 6 o'clock in the Dunsmore Room with pianist Rick Carlson and several other guests that are going to be featured. You can learn more about that at Crooner's. croonersmn.org. Arnie Fogel hosts The Bing Shift. Listen Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. Arnie, is there anything else you want to say in front of your celebration of this new release on Saturday?
Well, I'm very excited about it. The first CD I've produced of myself in many, many years. I can't remember how many years. Produced other people's records for several years. But the first one of my own. And I've decided that this is pretty much, as far as I know anyway, you never can tell the future. But I think this is maybe the last one that I'll ever do. And so I'm really looking forward to some kind of legacy, you might say. I'm not looking to make a terrific amount of money on it, but I want to just put, that's why I put it out as a CD. I'm not going to do streaming or anything like that. It's just, you can buy it this way, or you can buy downloads. I'm going to set up my website so that it can handle that. It can't right now, but soon will be. And in the meantime, come on down to Crooners on Saturday, and we'll take it from there.
And listen on Sunday nights to The Bing Shift.
Yes.
At 7 p.m.
Yes, my pride and joy.
Thank you so much for coming down, Arnie.
Thank you, Peter, for a wonderful opportunity to say to tell people about the disc.